For just over a year now, we've been building an exciting new project for the web called GNU Media Goblin. Media Goblin is a media publishing system for hosting audio, video, images, and more. It's free software, so anyone can run it and customize it. It can do a lot of cool things, including supporting multiple media types, from images, to videos, to audio. This means you can have all your media in one place. It's also built for extensibility, which means you can add entirely new media types, even something wild like ASCII art. Why not, right? Media Goblin is part of the movement to make the web a better place, but we need your help to make sure we get there.
The internet and the web were designed to be decentralized. This is great because it enables a global and diverse voice. It's also very resilient. If one server goes down, for whatever reason, the internet still exists. To quote John Gilmore, the net interprets censorship as damage and routes around it. But recently, the internet has been moving in a different direction. Instead of a resilient web of smaller and independent sites, we have larger, more centralized sites. This has several problems. For one thing, the more centralized the web becomes, the easier it is for organizations to automate censorship, either via the centralized host directly, or even through the pressures of external institutions. In such a system, the internet can't route around damage anymore. Things are much more fragile generally, too. In a more decentralized web, if one node goes out, the whole system lives on. But what if everyone's photos were on Flickr and it disappeared? What would happen if YouTube went away? What would happen to cat videos on the internet? It would be like a cat massacre. This leads to a sad internet.
This is why we're building Media Goblin. Media Goblin is devoted to putting power back in the hands of users. And it's a GNU project because we care a lot about freedom. We've already built a lot of stuff that's pretty awesome, so I hope you'll join us. Media Goblin supports all different types of media, and support for more types could happen soon. We have theming, so you can make it look any way you want. We also have OpenStreetMap support, so you can see where your pictures were taken. And we have commenting and other things that web users are used to. It's working software that you can run yourself. Over the last year and a half, we've had over 50 contributors and have made several significant releases. This is indeed exciting times.
But we need your help. Media Goblin has come a long way, but there's a lot more it really needs so that it can become the best media hosting option that there is. Most noticeably, we need federation. Federation is how email works. You and your friends might be on entirely different servers, but emailing between them feels like they're on the same thing. We want media hosting to work the same way. Statusnet, the federated microblog service, has paved the way for a lot of the functionality we'll need. But serving up video, sound, and images has its own thorny problems, and that's why we need your help. We have awesome programmers, and we know how to build this stuff, but Media Goblin needs dedicated resources so the project can get the attention it needs. This is also known as the developer's gotta eat problem.
We have a great roadmap, and we want you to pitch in some money so we can hire our talented developers and designers to build the pieces Media Goblin needs to reach its full and awesome potential. Developers are standing by, ready to give us their hours, but we need your support. Thank you for listening. Please support Media Goblin and help us make the world's most beautiful media publishing future come true.